Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, and welcome to episode number 194 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. Welcome. Today we're doing a Q&A. I love the Q&As. Our last one we did was so good. One of our most popular podcast episodes to date. And I love being able to just kind of jump in, have you join us live, get some questions answered. We have people submit questions beforehand too in case they weren't able to make it. So we also have some topics to dive into right away. So welcome. So happy you're here. If you're new to me, my name is Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years already. I'm a best-selling author and host of the She's Building Her Empire community on Facebook as well. So welcome. Happy to have you here. So today we are wrapping up our series that we did for the month of July, all about working smarter, not harder. So what I want to tell you, I actually just got back from an event on Monday and Tuesday. So yesterday, I already just got back. And one of the things that I've noticed from going to live events and then also hosting my live events is sometimes you will find somebody who is, you know, like writing like a madman, just like writing like crazy or adding this huge to-do list. And I think one of the biggest differences when I go to an event is, and people might think like, oh, she's bored or she's not getting anything out of this. I am sitting there and I'm the visionary. So I am getting just, I'm taking this all in and I'm coming home with something huge that I want to do. I am not coming home with a million things on my to-do list that I have to do. All right. And I think that's a big, big difference. And that is one of my ways that I work smarter and not harder, right? Being in an environment like that and kind of fast tracking some of the things that I want to do on my to-do list, but by really seeing the bigger picture and not the little tedious things that overwhelm you and eventually you start to procrastinate or they just don't get done, right? So that's what I wanted to tell you. Good morning, everybody. I see you guys jumping on. Hello, Jessica. Hi, Natasha. Hi, Cole. Thanks for joining. So we're going to be taking any of your questions. So if you have anything that you want to ask productivity-wise, really anything in general, just post it in the comments below and I'll get to as many as I can. I do have some really great questions that have already come in that I'll get started with. So one of the questions somebody asked me was, I want to start a podcast, but I don't know how to manage time, finding the time. I do the interviews all week with an already busy schedule. Okay. So now this could be anything, but that's specifically what they're asking. So how do you find more time in an already busy schedule? Well, a couple things that I want to, I could go in so many different ways with this. First, there's probably something on your schedule that you could just take off of there and delete. I will tell you, I can almost always find something in somebody's schedule that I would say you're probably wasting your time. Okay. Another thing is with the podcast, I started a podcast when Facebook Live did not exist yet. So my podcast in the beginning was really where I started all of my content. But now I'm really big in repurposing because we want to be everywhere all the time. It's impossible, right? You can't show up live on every single platform. You could, but you'd be spending all day long doing it. So for me, if you've noticed, my pattern is I start recording on Facebook Live. I have my audio program in the background recording. So my mic is, I don't know if you can see my mic in the video, my mic is right here. So I'm talking into the mic. That audio from the Facebook Live is stripped and turned into the podcast. We also take that information, the same content, and put it on the blog, okay? So now I think what some people are confused about is they're thinking that they have to go and create a blog and a podcast and a Facebook Live and everything has to be different. But what I can tell you is some people, some blog readers are not Facebook Live watchers or they're not podcast listeners. So you don't have to create something because you're thinking they're listening to you everywhere. They may only be picking their favorite platform and then that is where they are listening, okay? Or reading, right? Or watching, whatever they're doing. So I use one piece of content and put it all over the place. I'm also able, if you haven't noticed, to take my blog post for that week, which is the Facebook Live content, and create a poll from it in the Facebook group. So again, we're taking little bits and pieces and making so much more stuff that you might be thinking, you might not even have noticed, right? It just depends on, are you somebody on the blog? Are you somebody listening to the podcast? Maybe you're not. Maybe you just do it one place and you had no idea it was in other places. So for me, I know there are many different people out there. Amanda right now is watching Facebook Live. Amanda might not be reading the blog posts every week. So she might be, this is the place that she comes to find that. All right. So I think that's a great question. And I think we all can be repurposing it. Not that it looks identical in certain places, right? We could be editing the Facebook Live and kind of, you know, just taking the highlights for the podcast. The blog post could expand upon some things and share links and resources. It's going to be a little bit more difficult for me to link and share resources on a Facebook Live or a podcast, but on the blog, they can click it and go there. So there's a lot of different ways that you can do that, and you can still tweak them when you're on there. So I think that is something we all should be thinking about. How many of you on here are doing one of those? Are you doing a podcast, a Facebook Live, a blog post, Facebook post, social media post? Are you doing any of those things? Most likely, you will answer yes. So if that's the answer, how do we get more bang for our buck out of what we're doing specifically? All right, Jessica said, I'm thinking about using Facebook Notes rather than a separate blog. What do you or anyone else in this group think of that? Okay, well, I would love to hear other opinions too. I know she's not looking for just me, so definitely please post it in the comments and we'll kind of start a little thread on that for sure. What I would say is, rather than using a separate blog, I think you could do it in so many ways. I think you will find a different person in every direction, and whatever, it's almost like what you put out, you will attract. So for instance, if you're putting out notes, as you called it, right? Like, or little highlights or timestamps or whatever that is, whatever you put out, the people that love it will come back to that. Okay. So it's just like when you say pick your niche, you put out whatever you want and the people that like that or like you will come to you. Same thing with however you put it out. So for instance, podcasts, there are a lot of podcasts that are an hour long, hour and a half long. I like mine short and sweet. So somebody who really wants an hour long podcast to listen to may or may not be picking my podcast, right? But the people that like the short, sweet 15 minutes to 30 minutes, they're sticking around because they like that atmosphere of it, okay? So I really think in business, one of the huge perks is you get to do whatever you want to do and you will attract those people that like that style, okay? So that is my thought on that, but Jessica, I think that's a great question. All right, so keep the questions coming. Another one is, what are the best methods for managing time spent with existing clients? I have clients email me 24/7, so how do I focus on them? Do I respond immediately? Okay. Oh my goodness. So I think you have to be very careful because there is this fine line of you want to be, how do I say this? You want to be engaging and you want them to feel that you are acknowledging them and you're giving them attention, but there is definitely a fine line of when it becomes too much and they're expecting too much and they're crossing boundaries. Are they calling your phone? Are they text messaging you? Are they privately messaging you on Facebook? Do you go into the grocery store and people are trying to pay you with their credit card? You know, what are you experiencing and what is really normal or should be happening, right? And it's like funny to think about, but I seriously know somebody who's in the grocery store and somebody came up to them like, oh, I know my credit card bounced this month. Is there, like, trying to update in the grocery store? Not going to happen. I would never accept something like that because it's not something that you should be setting as those boundaries. So you are the person in charge of your boundaries. And a lot of times when I'm coaching people, they'll say, I hate when the customer does this, or I hate when this happens, but the customer is only doing this because you are allowing it, or you are letting them think it is acceptable. So I always give somebody, like, how do I say this? Kind of like a one strike type thing. I don't think that's the right way to phrase it, but like kind of like the first time something happens with anything, an employee, a contractor, a customer, anybody. The first time, nobody knows what's expected. Maybe it was never said. Maybe we were never given any instruction on what's expected. So when you give somebody, like, the first time something happens, I would never go, into detail of this is unacceptable, please do not do this. No, I would usually, let's say somebody emails me and it's almost like a private coaching question or something where it's like, well, they're not really getting that service, so they're not really doing this. So what I usually do is, as best as possible, I might say, okay, well, here's the answer. Here's what you need. Here's what you're looking for. In the future, though, here's what I need you to do, right? There are instances where I will not answer the question or give into what they're looking for the sake of they will come back again for the same thing, right? So if you're going to take care of their problem, why would they follow the rules the next time when they know they can go to you and you'll just take care of it, okay? Hi, Janice. Hi, Jen. Thanks for joining. So the boundaries thing, you guys, is so, so important. And it's one of those things where if you do not set these boundaries in place in the beginning, you will feel like the title I wrote in here, are you running a business or is your business running you? Those people feel like their business is running them because they can't even break for dinner with their husband without their phones ringing or their text message, or they have to check Facebook or they have to check their email. And I don't want you to feel that way. I don't want you to feel like you can't leave for an hour and you're thinking, oh my goodness, what's happening in my email inbox right now, okay? You've got to be really, really careful. All right, so good. Amanda says, I completely agree. I'm so glad to hear that because, and here's the thing, I'm going to ask my own question because I know this has been me. What do you do when you realize, okay, I don't have boundaries set and I've been letting them break them? What do you do now? Right? What do you do if you're in that situation right this second? Okay, so here's what I would tell you. Let's say you have a Facebook group and it's out of control. You are private coaching in there. You are giving them everything they need. Why would they pay for anything, right? What I would do is I would probably jump on and do a Facebook Live or write a very well-written like post, okay? And I would just say, moving forward, here's what you can expect from me, or here's what you can expect from this group. Anything to kind of go, here's what's happening. Here's what's, and I usually kind of not make an excuse, but give a reason, right? So my time gets more limited all the time. That is just something that is always happening and probably with you too. So you could say something like, hey guys, you know, as my time gets more limited, as I'm booking more coaching clients, here's what's going on and here's what's happening. So here's what you can expect from this Facebook group. And in this Facebook group, you're going to see me in here, X, Y, Z, whatever you want to do. So it kind of like wipes kind of gives you a clean slate and saying, moving forward, here's what you're going to see. So all of a sudden, if somebody's been so used to messaging you or emailing you, they kind of know what's going on now. So for instance, if you're in your email all day long, how many of you are in your email all day long? Probably lots. If you feel like, how do I back away from email just once or twice a day when people are expecting an immediate response from me, my answer to you would be put an autoresponder on, right? Let them know, hey guys, I'm not going to be my email today till 2 p.m. So when they see that, okay, they know, right? So it's not like, well, why isn't she responding? She always responds to me so quickly. Now they know it's not till 2 p.m. What if you put a permanent autoresponder that said, you know, you're going to see me responding. You're going to see me in here every day, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Okay, great. Now all of a sudden you've set that new level of expectation. Now, if you have, you know, certain clients where part of their perk is contacting you through email and you were in there all the time, then you better have an upfront conversation with them before you move on and progress, right? Because I have been in programs where you were given access to somebody or something and all of a sudden it just stopped and the price didn't change. And it was kind of, as a consumer, I was going, like, what the heck? What just happened here? Why all of a sudden am I paying less, I'm paying the same price, but I'm getting less? So you have to be really careful when you take away things like that. When I take away things like that, I try to add value somewhere else. So maybe I take away something privately, but guess what? There's two more group bonus calls or something like that for them to go, okay, that I'm still getting her. I'm still getting this perk or this benefit or this whatever in the program. To just take it away and then go, but I promise it still is valuable. Well, they might not feel like that, right? Think about it. Who is going to feel like that when they all of a sudden are paying the same price but getting less for this whatever program, product, or service they just bought? So you do have to kind of give some more value in another area that is more scalable. So when you are trying to give away these bonuses and perks and all of this, and if you're thinking, how are we getting off on this tangent, well, for me, this is about working smarter, not harder. So when I want to throw in these perks and bonuses and all of these extra little things, I have to say to myself, how do I make this scalable? Because if it's always something that's going to cost more time on my end or my team's end, then it's not working smarter, right? How do I work smarter and actually be able to, you know, give these things away with this really high perceived value without giving away my time, right? Okay, good. Okay. Amanda said, Okay, so Amanda said she would not be doing Facebook notes as her blog post. So here's what I, because Facebook could go away at any time. Well, it's same deal with your email list and everything else, right? You don't want all your eggs in one basket. So you could do something on Facebook notes, but I would still, it'd be my repurposing strategy. It would be on my blog and then I would have it on there too, right? So I do think you need to make sure that you own a lot of these areas. Now, there are things that I don't own, right? I mean, so think about this, right? I have an email list. Okay, I have an email provider. Well, the email provider at any moment could go bankrupt or anything, right? And those emails are just gone, okay? People don't think about stuff like that. I don't own that email list. It's actually in a service that I use and they have access to it. I could print a report at any time, so I could be backing it up, but it's technically not something that we really own either. So be careful with any of that stuff, and your eggs should never always be just in one basket. So, you know, you will want to make sure that if you're building a Facebook group, you still are trying to get them on your email list over here or watch your lives or something, because if something does happen to some to a platform or a service or a company or a software, we want to make sure that's only one piece of what we're doing. So Amanda, I totally agree with you. I am always careful with a situation like that. And I wouldn't say stay away from something like that. So for instance, I use Kajabi to sell my online courses, right? Well, somebody heard that and was not in the space and said, why would you ever put all of your stuff onto somebody else's platform? What if that goes away? All those videos. Okay, well, first, all of those videos are stored in Vimeo, right? And in Kajabi. So it's not like there's only one place to access those videos. Some of those videos are on Kajabi, Vimeo, and Dropbox, okay? So again, I'm not putting all of my eggs in one basket. However, at the same time though, I don't really own any of that stuff. All of those businesses are running their own, you know what I mean? Any one of those could go away. The chances of all of them going away at the same time, not very likely, right? So we kind of do put that trust in the companies we hire and the companies we pay for, right? All right, great. These are good questions. Other questions, please keep sending my way. I'll stick around for just a few more minutes, you guys. But this has really been a good month. And I think with summer, I think we have to really be, we're conscious of it because we don't want to be working so much, right? Maybe the kids are home and they're not normally home, or maybe it's the same schedule, but you want to be with your kids more or take off more. So I think for me, I think summer is always going to be one of these stages where I am looking to really, truly work smarter, not harder. And, you know, in the winter, I definitely work, I work more. I do, because it's not something where I'm trying to get outside as much, right? I'm actually inside knowing that I'm kind of saving up for these, like these summer times for sure. Okay. Natasha just said, do you think having a Facebook group versus just a fan page is important? I'm afraid that it may take too much of my time. Okay, great question. So I think that groups are so powerful that I would have a fan page and a group. So this is where it gets confusing. You have to have a personal page, a personal profile. Your personal profile should be linked to your business page and then to your group, right? I see people setting up friend, like personal pages that are really personal for grandma and grandpa to see pictures or mom and dad. And then they've set up another personal account that they use for business. I think that is a waste of time. I think they should all be together. You can tag friends in your personal Facebook profile. So I have tagged my entrepreneur friends, maybe my dance studio friends, my family, my close friends that I want to see personal stuff. So there's no reason to have two personal accounts, right? Make sure you're properly tagging all of your friends. So I'm working with somebody and she has 4,000 friends and she said, I was tagging, but then I stopped. I really have probably 4,000 people that I have to go in and tag. And it seems like so much work, but it's so powerful because if you can properly tag your friends or who, your friends to whatever category they should be in, it would be really great to be able to show entrepreneurs certain things, but that I don't want my sister to have to watch or my mother-in-law to have to see, right? So I can properly tag people to go, this is going to be something they want to see. Because trust me, you probably have friends that see your stuff over and over and over that are annoyed, and they probably have unfollowed you already, right? So I like to properly tag so that people are getting the content they want to see. And once in a while, I may blast everybody just because you never know if people cross over or they want to start seeing that stuff. You just don't know, okay? So that really wasn't Natasha's question, but that was my part one. Now my part two is you definitely need a fan page, because if you don't have a fan page, that means you're not running Facebook ads. And I think everybody should be running Facebook ads, because almost everybody's target market is on Facebook, okay? So the fan page for me is truly about Facebook ads and I guess Facebook Live, because I don't do Facebook Live as much in my private group because I can't run Facebook ads to it. I can not everybody can see it. So if I do a Facebook Live in my group, and if you haven't noticed, I'll kind of backtrack for just a second. When I do a Facebook Live, somebody on my team, the second I go live, signs in and shares it to my group. So somebody might be watching right now in my Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire, but I'm really on my fan page, Stacy Tushel. So again, repurposing, working smarter, not harder. I'm not going live twice in one day in these groups. I'm able to share it, okay? So the fan page for me is all about Facebook ads and Facebook Live. Honestly, the posting to me is so pointless because 1% of people, 1% of your fans are seeing your posts, okay? We use Meet Edgar, so we're able to rotate our posts constantly. So in that case, you know, it's not a big deal for us. We're not putting any time or effort into posts going out on my Facebook page every day, but I'm definitely keeping up with weekly lives. I jump on at least once a week on my fan page, and then in my group, I might be doing something a little extra or a little bonus, but the group is about engagement, and it's where we have our big challenges. So if you haven't done one of my challenges, I've got one coming up in September, and you will see a massive difference in the group when the challenge happens. It goes from like comments here and there to just like crazy, like hundreds of posts per day, okay? So with that said, I really think that you need to be having all three of them, and that sounds so overwhelming, but when you use a scheduling tool, and if you guys use a scheduling tool, I would love for you guys to post in the comments who you're using. So I use Meet Edgar. I know there's so many out there, so I would love to see who's using one, what company are you using, and when you have that scheduler, so just to show you my Facebook group, I have automated posts going out. I have 30 days worth of automated posts. So yesterday's post won't happen for 30 more days from now, right? So it's always engaging every single day. So when you have that with Meet Edgar or a tool like that, and recently if you've been in my group, the last probably 4 weeks, we've had brand ambassadors. So people that I'm coaching my Profit Mastermind. My Profit Mastermind members have stepped up to the plate and have been the brand ambassador for the week, engaging and giving out great content and really stepping up as leaders. And that's so exciting to see. So that if you're like, who are these people? What are they doing? They're all members in my Profit Mastermind that's currently going on. So it's another way of working smarter, not harder. You know, why not use the people that I'm working with that are just incredible, right? So if I have these leaders, I want to fully utilize them and get their capabilities out and have people get to share their knowledge, their experience. So I think it's a really cool way to be able to do that too. It's kind of a test run for us to see how do we like this? Is this good? Are they taking it serious? Are they enjoying it? And it's been wonderful so far. So we've been really, really happy with that. All right. Let me see. I've got some more questions. Okay. So Natasha, I hope that helped you with answering all of those. All right. Amanda, where do I need to look to get a phone number on Google? Oh, yes. Sorry. I saw you post that. Okay. Oh, you know what? Now that I say that, oh no, that was something else. Okay. Anyway, where do I need to get a phone number on Google? So if you go to Google Voice, if you Google Google Voice, you can get a free Google phone number in there. And then what was really cool was I hooked it up. I synced it to my phone. So my Google Voice number it's through an app. So what's cool is I can get messages, my phone will ring, right? So it's a free number. They don't have my cell phone number. My phone rings and I can answer if I choose to. It tells me it's coming from Google Voice, okay? Now the cool thing is, and it's so funny because I did this with my last launch and I answered the phone and somebody's like, hello, hello, like thinking it was a voicemail or they were waiting for me to say something else. I'm like, nope, it's really me. Like I happen to be here and I conveniently was able to decide, okay, I can answer the phone right now, right? Like this is my number one priority. So I love Google Voice. I can even call back from the Google Voice phone number because what happens if they call you, you miss the number? Well, you don't want to call back from your cell phone number. So now you're able to call back from Google Voice. You can turn off your notifications. You can make sure your phone doesn't ring. So now that it's not during launch mode, I don't get the notifications to ring on my phone. So that number isn't going to reach me right this second, right? So I love, love, love Google Voice. It's a great tool, especially when you guys are trying to close a sale or close your cart of an open, a launch, right? So at the end, when you're trying to sell something, there's usually questions from somebody or about something. So if you can direct them to a phone call and just jump on the phone with you or jump on Zoom with you, you're going to get answered so much faster, exactly what they need, not emails back and forth, right? So I love that. Okay, cool. Oh, cool. Claire just shared a freebie that I have too that helps you with the fan pages and stuff. So definitely check that out. Sarah uses Buffer. Okay, great. Buffer is another good one that I've heard about. Oh, thanks, Amanda. Amanda said she runs an amazing challenge. I appreciate that. So yeah, so we've got another one coming up in September. And for me, those are my working smarter, not harder moments too. When I can jump on a Facebook Live at Wednesday at noon versus not having it in my calendar, not scheduling it, thinking about jumping in here or there, and then not coming prepped and prepared. So I'm always prepped and prepared for all of my lives. Today's Q&A is a little different because it's your questions, right? But if you noticed, I did not jump on here without questions. I already made my team kind of like scour the Facebook page or Facebook group and grab questions because what if I jumped on and nobody had questions to ask and we would just be sitting here, right? I knew there was going to be some amazing questions in the group that we could take. So we took the group's questions. I was able to fill an entire episode of doing this without needing a million questions. So that is working smarter, not harder, right? Because you want to utilize every minute of your time in the smartest way possible, and you've got to be prepped, right? It's always, always in the preparation and not in the performance. And people look at the performance and think like, oh, this looks easy. You have not seen behind the scenes. You don't know what's happening, and then it looks it looks flawless, right? But all of a sudden you're going, you put it on yourself and you're going, why is this not working for me? And that's why, because you're not seeing what everybody's doing behind the scenes, okay? All right, great. Anything else, you guys, before we jump off? So I'm gonna fill you in really quickly with what's going on, what to expect, because we're done with July already. I'm like so sad that we're already heading into August, because that means we're heading into September. So August is going to be all about product development, product, program, service, whatever you have. We're gonna be talking about really creating a better product for your customer. So you might be thinking, I already have products. Great. Well, we're going to be dissecting it and making sure that you have exactly what they need and where they're asking you for services there. And when they ask you, you know how to package that up nicely into whatever product it is. So we've got a lot of things we're covering because August has 5 Wednesdays in it. So you're going to get 4 weeks worth of content. And then the 5th week is the Q&A. So we've got a lot going on there. And then heading into September, a little sneak peek, we are launching a challenge and we will be relaunching another round of the Profit Mastermind. So that will be happening in September. So I know there's some people really excited for that, that they've been waiting for the Profit Mastermind. And I was going to maybe do it over summer, but it wasn't the right time. And now September is going to be a right time. Good. Hey, Layla, thanks for joining. Yeah, no, I cannot wait either. I'm super excited. I love challenges, but they take a lot out of me. So I have to make sure that it's a great time. I'm prepped. I'm ready to go. You know, I give it my all. I usually lose my voice. So I want to make sure that I'm completely 100% in. And I knew September was going to be a good time for not just me, but for, I think, everybody getting back to school, getting everything ready to go for September. So great. All right, you guys. So I hope that you are as excited as I am about what's coming up in August and September. Make sure to go check it out. And then Claire had posted a link before too. So check that out in the comments. That'll take you over to one of our freebies as well. All right. All right, you guys, have a great rest of your Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us for our Q&A. If you like these Q&As, keep the questions coming because that is what's going to make these go over so well. And like I said, I know people love listening to them. So your questions make these up amazing. Okay. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining. I will see you guys later. Bye, everyone. Today's podcast is sponsored by The Profit Mastermind, my signature course that helps you launch your online business in just 90 days. Currently, the program is full, but you can get on the wait list and be the first to find out when we're opening the doors again. Check it out at bit.ly/launched in 90. Again, that's bit.ly/launched in 90. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.